Joining us are our friends and regular contributors for many years here on WCRF. They spoke nationally for Family Life's Weekend Remember Marriage Conference for 20 years, and they work with Pause for Prayer and My Marriage Matters. Joe and Cindy Farini, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit more. Today's part two of our conversation about marriage therapy, what people think it is and what it actually is. Can you give us a recap of what we covered last time?
Sure. Well, one thing I want to say, too, is since we have 6 points to make total, we did two last time, and we don't have to be in a hurry. If we need to make a part three, we will.
Okay.
But because we think this is just so important, because I think a lot of people really could use therapy, and there's nothing wrong with therapy. We think it's really helpful. So let's just recap real quickly what we did last time, and that was the question is, you know, some people think that therapy is just talking to a counselor, but there's really six different areas. There may be more, but the six that we want to cover are really what we want to talk about is what therapy actually is. So last time we talked that, indeed, it is about talking to your therapist about your problems. But Joe and I broke that down into two different areas, and that is to hard issues, you know, hard marriage issues, and then the soft marriage issues. The soft marriage issues would be just things like we can't get on the same page. You know, how do we fix this one like little problem? But the hard issues would be much more difficult, like abuse, emotional issues, and so forth. We don't need to go into all of them. But the hard issues probably could use a therapist and might be very helpful in your marriage. So we do have on our website, and we did talked about it last time, the different things that are under those categories of hard and soft issues. So that people can go back to that, and it is on our website. Ron is generous, along with our web guy, Kevin, to help us get that so we can put it out for people. And the other thing we talked about was the psychological education that we get when we go to a counselor, and that's kind of all-encompassing, like your mental, your emotional, your social, your spiritual health. All of those things, you know, kind of blend in together. So those things are things like developing a healthy relationship, really assessing your problems, and then setting goals to healthy marriage. And, you know, Joe always likes to say that when we aren't on the same page, we're not building oneness in our marriage. And we really want to be able to build oneness so that we're not heading toward isolation. So that was the background the last time.
And it was so good because, Cindy, you know how much I'm an advocate for marriage counseling.
Yes.
One of my favorite things is I'll occasionally run into listeners, and I had one time at a basketball game for one of my kids, a woman said, I heard you talking about marriage counseling, and it gave my husband and I the courage to get help, and I'm so glad we did. Yes, get help. Sarah and I did it, and still doing it, and we love it. So.
Yes. And I think, you know, a lot of times, well, in the past more so than now, there was such a stigma about, you know, I have to go for counseling. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes a counselor will see things that you just don't see.
Right. Yep.
And we have said, I think we may have said it last time, but, you know, we have mentored many, many couples. And sometimes they'll come to you and, I mean, it's like as blatant as anything. It's like, you have an anger issue, you know? But, you know, we don't feel qualified necessarily to give somebody the counseling aspect of that. So the point being, when you figure out what the issue is, then you have to work on it. A lot of people think, oh, I figured out it's anger, and then they move on. No, now you need help to accomplish what you need help with and how to get there. And that's where I think counseling is really helpful.
Yeah. Brian, I like your testimony of someone coming up to you and saying, I heard you talk about marriage counseling. And that really is a good transition for what we want to talk about today, because the reality is that all marriages are always changing. And because of that, I mean, you don't get married and live happily ever after. I mean, that might be true in fairy tales, but that's not reality. And so, we know that these things exist, and sometimes these issues, these threats can actually be strengthening points. Once you get some counseling, once you get some insight from other people, you can turn those things into strong points for your marriage. And so it's just a matter of recognizing, as Cindy said, you're making making an accurate diagnosis of what's going on in your marriage.
Yep.
And then at that point, do something about it, or get the treatment necessary. And so that's the direction that we need to go, no matter if it's a hard issue or a soft issue. We need to nail down first what are the facts, and let's go from there.
Yeah, and in fact, it was our marriage counselor, Sarah and I, for a variety of reasons, had each started individual counseling and marriage counseling kind of at the same time. And our marriage counselor was like, have you both considered individual counseling? We were like, yeah, we're both in it. She goes, good, you both need it. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay. Yeah, so it was just a good barometer for that person to speak that kind of truth into our lives. So
exactly. That's what I'm talking about. You know, dealing with reality, dealing with the facts. I mean, you don't want to live in a fantasy world where you keep sweeping things under the rug, hoping that they're going to get better.
Yep.
Because things don't get better. They just usually just get worse, and your world becomes bumpier rather than smoother. So we need to be very intentional. We need to be very proactive at working at our marriage. And if it takes the intervention or someone speaking into your life, then that's a great thing.
Big time.
It's good.
You know, I want to add something here, Brian, because what you said, I think there's an underlying thing here that maybe some people don't recognize, and that is that you were both willing to get counseling together and individually. Mm-hmm. And just a quick little story. We had a couple years ago, and they came to us, and we knew that they need counseling, but we wanted to talk with them first and then help them find somebody if they needed to. And this gal sat and talked with us probably for, and they were together, about 30 minutes of all the things that her husband was doing. And some of them were pretty much emotionally abusing her. And she just talked and talked, and we happened to be eating, and he just kept eating. She sobbed, talked, and he's eating. When she was finished, it was almost like he wasn't even present, you know? And when she was finished, I looked at him and I said, so let me just ask you a question. Is there anything you want to add to what she said, take away from what she said, like that's not right or true, or that you just want to say just to sort of defend yourself? And he looked at me, and Joe was there too, and he said, no, everything she said was accurate. Hmm. Well, I about fell off my seat, because most times people don't do that. But then I looked at him and I said, well, I have two things I want to say to you. One, I am impressed that you would admit to it. And I think because of that, you have great opportunity to make this marriage work. If you are willing to work on it. She was willing. I said, the second thing is, if you're not, I would totally support her in finding some way to get out of this marriage because of how and what had happened in this
marriage. Well, the truth of the matter, Brian, is that what Cindy says is, you're a jerk.
That's what she said. Good for you, Cindy. Someone's got to speak that kind of truth into people's lives sometimes.
Well, I did, and I have to say I didn't regret it, because I thought, I don't think this person ever probably had told you it was anything but wonderful and great or good-looking and, you know, successful and everything. And I said, that you're just being a jerk to her. And there's so much, but I was shocked that he, and you know what? He took that too. I think they got counseling for a while, but I'm sad to say their marriage did end in divorce. And you know, sometimes, and I don't want to get into, you know, when's divorce okay and sure, when isn't it? That isn't the part of what we want to talk about today, but they had very valid reason scripturally for divorce. And so, you know, some people can make it work, but if you're not willing. And so, Brian, the fact that you both were willing speaks to what gives the counselor also great opportunity to say, you know, you need it, and here's where you need it, because you're both in there because you want to be.
Right.
Absolutely. We've covered two of your 6 points. I say we just dive into some of these other things that you want to share about what counseling really is.
Sure. And I think we've kind of tackled the third one a little bit here in the beginning of our conversation with you, Brian, and that is that tasks and actions need to take place between sessions, okay? And so even if we just covered this one point, I think we're good if we have, you know, part 3 and 4, because this is an important topic for people to have that comfort level, as we were talking at the beginning, to say, you know what, I do need this too. So just to recap a little bit of what we said earlier, you know, being mindful and acknowledging what issues you have to work on, and being intentional then to work on it. And so a couple other points along with this would be, you know, maybe journaling. Now, this would be in addition to, not instead of counseling, but to journal kind of what's going on and saying like what's working, what isn't working, so that you can take that back to your counselor and be able to say, you know, here's a few things that, you know, we might have forgotten to say, but I'm journaling it so that we can really talk about it. Did you have something you wanted to add to that, Joe, about the journaling?
Well, I would. I mean, every good therapist is going to lay out some game plan for you, things that you need to be practicing, developing disciplines at. And they can tell. They can sniff this out pretty quickly if you've done it or haven't done it. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of being in the dentist for over 40 years. And I would tell patients, you know, you have the beginning stages of periodontal disease, and all you need to do is start flossing. And they would come back, and I know for a fact they started flossing a day or two earlier because their gums are all torn up and bleeding and everything.
You guys know we do that? We just start flossing like the week before the appointment?
Two days before or whatever. But we know that you did not follow our recommendations. And so a good therapist knows as well that, you know, here's a game plan for you. If you start practicing these things and discipline yourself at doing these things, you'll begin to move closer towards oneness.
Yeah.
And that's really the goal. You know, it takes time, but it's a step-by-step process of moving in that direction.
Oh, yeah. We had homework between every session for at least a year.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it was really important stuff that helped us build communication skills, grow in intimacy, and all those things. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Sure. And, you know, some of those things, you know, even Joe and I, sometimes when we go out to dinner or something, you know, we'll have sort of a list of things we want to talk about, or we'll have our calendar, we'll kind of get on the same page. And we both enjoy doing that because we really like to have this whole idea of oneness. So we like to be on the same page. But then sometimes you've got to put that aside and say, we have things, other things we have to talk about or things we have to work at. And so those are the kinds of things that are, you know, helpful if you're journaling and that sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure. You've got some more ideas for us.
Joe? Go ahead. Okay. So another one is just to get out of your comfort zone, to make yourself available to work on things. You know, counseling is going to be sort of taking the Band-Aid off of a sore that needs to have another Band-Aid put back on it until it heals. And that's what you're going to have to be doing. You're going to have to get out of your comfort zone and work on things. It might be how you talk to each other. It might just be how you relate to each other in terms of your actions. And, you know, if it's a hard issue, you're going to have to dig pretty deep, and that's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. It's going to be like doing surgery, and you're not going to hop out of bed after the first day of surgery and run around the house. You're going to get up walking really slow. And so sometimes, you know, you feel you're hurt going in, and you're hurt when all those Band-Aids get ripped off trying to help you to get back into a good oneness marriage.
Yeah, this is no time to be a lone ranger when it comes to trying to address these important issues. And so get help and be honest with yourself, you know, and with your spouse as well. And, you know, ask yourself some really tough questions. Am I being selfish in this case? You know, it's pretty sobering, but, you know, you need to go there if you're going to begin to take the right steps in the right direction.
Yes.
And then, and I would add too, you know, you may be learning in parts of this counseling how to have compassion, because sometimes when you've gotten to the point that you need counseling, you really don't care too much, and so you don't have compassion for one another. And so this portion of acknowledging things, you're going to have to start learning to have compassion, and along with that, recognizing and acknowledging the feelings that you have and really owning them. And really what you said, Brian, too, speaks into this. Right. When you own it, then you have a place to start.
You know, surround yourself with people that's going to help you. You don't want to be around people who are that kind of Debbie Downers and just say, yeah, you're doing the right thing. You should not, you know, separate. Just go ahead and do that thing and do your own thing. You want to surround yourself with folks that are going to give you some good, solid reinforcement about what the counselor is talking about, and to move forward, practice those things. And again, you're in a learning process at this point, and we're all on common ground here. Every marriage is always moving, hopefully in the right direction, but every marriage has issues, and so we need to just, it's nice to have friends that you can talk to and begin bouncing things off of them.
Sure.
What a blessing.
Yeah, amen.
I would have one last point, and that would be developing a helpful daily routine to work on things. And sometimes we lose track of what are the normal things, or what are the things to do that are really easy, that are one step at a time, that are part of your daily routine. Like, just for instance, Joe and I every morning, you know, it's just a physical routine, but we get up and we make the bed. He does his side, I do my side, we do it together. It's easy to pull up this heavy comforter that we have. And so that's how we start our day. But of course, before we do that, we say good morning to each other. We say a quick little prayer, really just to ourselves, to the Lord. We pray together at night. But there's like a routine to our day. And so as you're working on things, you learn to develop a routine that works for you. When we used to speak for family life, one of the things I used to share in the women's session is that there's four times that you should be really proactive about concentrating on, looking at, and talking with your spouse. One, when you're saying goodbye in the morning, and then when you return at the end of the day, and then when you're having hopefully a meal together, and then when you say goodnight. And those are four times of the day. And that sounds really easy, but it used to be when Joe would go off to work, I would say goodbye, we'd, you know, give each other a kiss goodbye, and then I would say, how can I pray for you today? That was part of our routine. And so that's only one little thing, and that might not be what a counselor would tell you to do, but it was something that worked nicely for us, because you had to say, you know, hello and good morning in the morning. You had to say goodbye when you walked out the door. Like, we knew that was the routine. So if we didn't, we knew something was wrong, you know?
Yeah.
And you begin to develop those routines that work, that are helpful for you. And so that's just one helpful point. But counselors are able to find the details that work for you. And that's where the important thing comes in under this particular point, which is, you know, taking action in between counseling sessions.
Well said. And, you know, there's much more to discuss. So I guess we're going to have a part three, huh, friends?
Sure. Sounds good. We're happy to do it. I think it's that important. I really do.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm glad we're going to take our time with this. Again, Joe and Cindy Farini have been our guests with their My Marriage Matters segment. Joe and Cindy, if folks want to get connected to you and learn more about this and your ministry, how do they do it?
Well, the first place would be, especially like either later today or tomorrow, this audio will be on our Facebook page on My Marriage Matters, as well as at our website, either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. And we would appreciate people coming there and learning a little bit more. And the chart that we took this presentation from will also be put back up again.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Joe and Cindy. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.